the Militant, Volume 89, Number 24, July 14, 2025, 25, 50, and 75 years ago. July 10, 2000. Elian Gonzalez, his father Juan Miguel Gonzalez, an immediate family, returned home to Cuba June 28, hours after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a final appeal by distant relatives who sought to keep the Cuban six-year-old in the U.S. After the boy was found off the Florida coast, the U.S. government placed him in the custody of Lazaro Gonzalez and for 7 months refused to return the boy in flagrant violation of Cuba's sovereignty. On April 22nd, the government seized him in a raid of Gonzalez's home, an action the administration used to further limit the constitutional rights of working people. Cubans mobilized repeatedly to demand the U.S. government return Elian Gonzalez to his country. The Cuban government issued an official statement that said, "Now our population must act with the utmost dignity, serenity, and discipline." July 11, 1975, New York. "We may be garbage men, but we will not be treated like garbage." With that spirit, New York City's 10,000 sanitation workers began a powerful wildcat strike July 1st. The strike was sparked by the layoff of 2,934 sanitation workers as part of Mayor Abraham Beam's crisis budgetary measures. The strike is the first major union challenge to the layoffs and cutbacks implemented by the administration. Governor Hugh Carey refused to rule out the possibility of using the National Guard to break the strike. There are indications that the action may spread to other city workers facing similar layoffs. Highway department workers closed down the city's largest maintenance yard July 1st. Pickets closed down a Parks Department garage in Brooklyn July 2nd. Later in the day, the strike spread to the Sanitation Department's central repair shop in Queens. July 10, 1950. The undeclared war of the American imperialists in Korea marks the initial phase of their all-out offensive to establish themselves as the unchallenged masters of the biggest and richest colonial prize in the world. This is implicit in President Truman's proclamation of his New Asia policy. Through this statement, we advise the world what we intend to do in accordance with what we contend are our rights in the Pacific. Forever gone is the pretense that the U.S. has no territorial ambitions anywhere in the world, that Washington is opposed to old colonialism. Asia's fate, like the fate of mankind's, appears to rest entirely in the hands of the ruling cliques in Washington and Moscow. Both sides are discounting the peoples of Asia, believing they can maneuver with them as with dumb cattle. But these awakened people will have their say. End of article.